everyone, and welcome to show 28 of Girls Gone Wow. I'm your host, Syl, and with me, of course, always my lovely co-hosts, EJ.
Hello there.
Hello. Completely packed now, unpacked?
Virtually unpacked. Basically, I can't unpack anymore until the nice men come from the packing company and take away the millions of boxes. I've got a room basically full of cardboard.
Okay.
So they come on Tuesday.
Oh, well, that's not too long then. That's good. And, of course, my other lovely co-host, Rob.
Hello.
Hello. Are you still dealing with hordes of fans?
Hordes of fans?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm dealing with fans of the Horde.
I guess that could work too. And with us, again, we have a very familiar face, or voice, actually, for everyone. Welcome back, Raven.
Hello.
Hello. Of course, we all know her as our lovable, huggable moonkin in the guild.
Huggable moonkin, wow.
Oh, her feathery down, it
we
is
don't
so
have
soft.
To hug you if you don't want.
That's just, I don't think I've been described as huggable before. That's quite interesting.
Well, all moonkins are. Right. We've already had a long interview with you, I think twice now. So I'm just going to ask, what has changed since we spoke last time?
I can't remember the last time I was on, actually. It was quite a while ago. I've not been playing huge amounts recently because things have been absolutely mad. But I've especially not been playing my Moonkin very much because I've been leveling a little dwarf Shammy. She's 58 now, which is quite exciting because I'm useless at alt. I usually get bored.
She's not so little anymore.
No, I keep referring to her as my baby Shammy, but she's quite, she's quite short.
She's a baby Sham.
Oh. Yeah, that was even worse than I'm usually inflicted with.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm sorry, it's been a long day.
So I've taken a bit of a break from raiding, which means I've not been playing my Moonkin much. I've just been leveling the Shammy. But she's just finished in the Blasted Lands. She's gone all the way through. She's 58. And now I'm trying to work out how on earth to get her through the Outland because I really don't want a quest out there.
Yeah. Well, it's better than Northrend. I really hate Northrend.
Yeah, I'd quite happily skip all the questing now until 85 because I've done it all quite recently.
Just make me 85 already. So, how are you leveling her? What spec is she?
She is elemental.
Okay.
And other than that, I kind of hit buttons. I don't really know what I'm doing. just like hit some buttons, put some tomes down. Those are pretty. Hit some more buttons. If I'm going to do some dungeons and some pugs with her, I should probably work out what I'm doing before I do too many of those, or else people are going to shout at me.
Yeah, but people are going to shout anyway.
Yeah, probably.
People who shout.
You know what you could do? Take yourself into AV.
Oh, yeah, I could, couldn't I? I forget you get XP for that as well, don't you?
Yeah, just hide yourself in AV and you can sort of piddle about, keep with the pack. You can piddle about and just work out what all your spells do.
I don't think I'm too disastrous, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So I've been reading a little bit on Elitist Jerk today. And it sounds like I'm doing some of the right things. So I just need to work out all the detail. A bit more of the detail.
Now that you are into your Shammy, though, are you still missing your Moonkin or...?
I am. I really, 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 really want to have time to come back and raid. And she's actually, Silky's got loads of other stuff she could be doing, but I've only really had time to play like once a week because things have just been completely mad. So I've been concentrating on trying to get the Shammy sorted out. But I do miss her, and she is sitting around in the Stormwind, sort of, I don't know what she's doing, getting drunk probably. But it's what I'd be doing if I was sitting around in Stormwind for months on end, nobody paying me any attention. I did drop into a Sarth 25 run the other day after the rest of the guild had killed somebody exciting, had you? I can't remember what you were doing.
Yes, we had. We'd killed somebody, and there wasn't really enough time to go and kill the next person, so we were like, fuck it, let's just go and get somebody a dragon.
And I got the dragon!
Yay!
No timer. No, she turns off for 5 minutes, wanders off with the dragon.
I did feel a bit bad about that, actually. But I have the dragon, and the dragon is awesome. So she has a new shiny mount that she's sitting. I think she's actually sitting on top of something on her mount in Stormwind at the moment. Feeling a bit neglected.
Ah, but you know, actually, I always think that Moonkins should be able to fly. I know the Druids are flight form, but I just want Moonkins to fly.
You don't think that would look really weird?
No, that would look amazing. I mean, the baby Moonkin can, so why can't the, you know, grown up? And then you have freaking laser beams coming out of your eyes. I just.
I think that might be a bit scary.
No, that was exactly what I was aiming for.
Yeah, I'm a bit scared of that idea. I don't want to be... You just said I was huggable. I wouldn't be huggable if I was all like that. I'd be terrifying.
And then, you know, your laser beams come out. It's like with...
I'm firing my laser.
It's with the fan bolts from Austin Powers. They look really cute and sexy, and then all of a sudden, boom, lasers, and you're dead.
I see. Okay.
It's Sunday. Okay. Do my co-hosts have any questions that they want to ask? Or shall we go to our Week in WoW?
How do I get some of those lasers?
You roll a boomkin.
Oh.
Laser.
You have a druid.
I do, but I got really confused with the whole, like, which way am I going? I don't know. Is it moon or is it sun? I don't fucking know. Let's just hit something. I'm bored. Let's go into bear form. Swipe. Swipe. Swipe.
Yeah, because that's not boring.
Meh. Yeah. Does more DPS.
Raven, have you got any other alts you're thinking about leveling?
Well, I've got my poor neglected hunter, who's sitting over on a different server, who's been sitting in Ashenvale. She's horde. She's a little hoardy. Little cow hunter. She's been sitting over in Ashenvale for about 3 months now. God knows what she's doing. So I should probably get back and sort her out. And then I do have my DK, who is sitting in Zangarmarsh, and I just don't know what to do with her. I don't understand DKs at all. She makes no sense to me, so she's sitting over there until I can work out how DKs work, which I don't think will ever happen, actually.
Well, we've got several good DKs. I'm sure somebody could give you a bit of a step-by-step DK lesson, or two.
Yeah.
Hit the shiny button.
I need to properly sort of sit down and think about her, because that whole rune thing kind of... and the diseases and stuff, just it makes no sense to me at all. I've read loads of stuff in detail, and Matt did try and give me a DK lesson once, and I was just like, that sounds really weird. I don't understand anything you're saying. I'm not sure it's really for me.
Yeah, I had the same thing, and then Scott told me how it worked, and he said, okay, this is basically what you're doing, and you replace that later on with this, and I thought, okay, I can do that. Okay, and then, you know, it is different than the other classes, but once you get into... you know, a system basically of pressing what when at the right time, it becomes easier and it's quite actually a lot of fun. But it is such a weird system to get your head around in the beginning.
Yeah, it's just a bit of a steep learning curve. And because you start at 58, you kind of, or 55, you kind of start with loads of stuff. And I'm like, oh my god, it's all this stuff I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Some love, really, but I don't think she's getting any time.
Oh, you went all roboty for me.
Oh,
you went all dialogue. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, dear.
Exterminate.
Yeah, I'm making. I might have to make apologies for the quality of this internet connection. It's been rubbish all week. Well, it's been non-existent actually all week. But it's now come back. But it's. I don't think it's very good.
Well, we can talk about that, unless the co-hosts still have questions?
No.
Then we just move on to how was our weekend WoW, and then I'll let, you know, maybe the internet connection will pick up. EJ, how was your weekend WoW?
The sum total of my week, apart from when we went raiding, is basically this rogue. And I really like her, but I just really want to finish leveling.
What level is she now?
She's 78 and a half.
Oh, okay.
So last time, I only saw you like on her last week and she was like 50 or something.
Well, I spent all of last weekend in AV because I was determined, after I spent half an hour in Hellfire, I was determined that was it. I couldn't do any more of the Outlands. So I basically spent the whole weekend in AV, which was very, very good. And sort of as soon as you hit 68, it's like, right, I'm going to Northrend. Bye. I hate you. You smell. I did some of the dungeons, but that's not the same as having to deal with Outlands itself. So at the moment I'm... Well, not right this second. I've stopped doing dungeons for the evening because I was going a bit doolally. I'm just flying around discovering things. It's rogue, rogue, and rogue. So I'm almost there.
Just a few almost more there. Levels.
Yeah. It'll be fine. As soon as I can go to... I was going to say something stupid. I was going to say Vashir. I'm not going to Vashir. As soon as I can go to... as soon as I can go to Hyjal, it'll all be much better.
Yeah, definitely. Rob, how was your week in WoW?
Does a wow? Yeah, that's pretty much how my week's been going. So,
have you not logged in at all?
Well, considering that I've pretty much been out of the house until 10:30, 11 o'clock every evening and then work in the morning. So I get home, sit down in front of the computer and go, nope.
Well, yeah. You might have to do what I did then. Yesterday, but I'll talk about that in a second.
Where?
I'll talk about that in a second. Guests first. Raven, how was your week in WoW?
Well, I got up last Sunday morning and I thought, okay, Sunday morning, I'm going to watch the Doctor Who from last night that I missed. And I got 39 minutes through the 50-minute episode of Doctor Who and it stopped. And I'm like, that's not very good. And I poked around for a bit, and no, we had no internet. It completely died. And there we had several very, very long conversations with the idiots who are Virgin Media, and we had no internet all week. So oh, I didn't God. Have a week in WoW. And the internet only came back yesterday, which was extremely frustrating. And I have a very long letter written to Virgin Media on the subject of their totally fucking shit customer service. It was ridiculous. So no, I didn't get a week in WoW, which is very unfortunate because I actually had some days that I could have played this week. I was like, yes, I'm going to get some evenings that I'm going to be able to play and it's all going to be awesome. And nope, denied.
That's not very good. Well, for me, it's been very boring. I've been pottering around a little bit, getting some of my alts up, my shaman a little bit, and doing some dailies on my mage, but... I had to cancel my WoW account yesterday.
Oh no!
I knew. Well, in all honesty, I think it's good for a while because that's basically all I did. I was pottering around, not really going, oh, I'm so enjoying this at the moment. And sometimes I just need a break. But also, we are struggling with student finance to finally get paid. Because God knows that takes forever to, you know, no, we'll send you your details and stuff. And then 10 weeks later, you finally get a letter with your login deeds, things like that. It's ridiculous. So since we are a bit short on cash, we have to basically cut back on things that aren't really needed. And since I'm not really playing WoW that enthusiastically at the moment, I thought, okay, it might just be best to cut that out for now. And hopefully, you know, in a while, maybe after the patch comes and student finance, I'll start enjoying it a lot again. You know, sometimes you just need a little break. So maybe you should cancel your account too, Rob. Just, you know, save some money in the meantime. You know,
might be an idea.
I mean, you know, I think, not that it's a lot of money, but if you pay £9 a month for something you don't do or don't really enjoy as much as you used to, I think it's a bit of a waste. And then, I just feel, okay, just take a break. And when I come back, I'm all refreshed and everything will be new again. But I can still, you know, talk about WoW since I've played it for how long now? Are we going towards 7 years?
Oh, or is it still six? Something like that.
I think
it's November, isn't it? The
anniversary. Exactly. And I'm still following the news, so, you know, and I'm reading lots of blogs, so I feel that I can still do this podcast. I don't feel that, oh, maybe I shouldn't. No, I don't feel that way. If I ever feel that way, then you guys will be the first to know. So that's basically me and my non-existent WoW now for a while. Shall we go on to the little news flashes that we've picked up this week and the week before, actually? Ooh. But one was the Dark Moon Fair. They're going to give it some new life. What is your opinion about it? What you guys have heard about it? I mean, it's going to be somewhere in an island, I believe, that they said.
Yes, they get their own special island, and special Dark Moon Fair mages will be, I think they're going to be in all the major cities, and you will go and say, hello, can I have a portal to the Dark Moon Fair, please? And you will get, you have to say it just like
that.
Exactly that tone of voice. Right. Otherwise they won't.
Excuse me, could I have a portal, please? I'm sorry, who the fuck is...
And they will transport you to the island, and then you can go about your business. And it's the all-new, all-exciting, all-revamped Dark Moon Fair. Most important thing of which is, if you're hoarding Dark Moon Fair tickets, apparently it's going to be new tickets. So you might want to... you might want to go and sell those tickets, or use those tickets on some sort of junk with the current Dark Moon Fair. Or keep them for Nostalgia Day.
What about the cards?
The cards, I think, will still be.
Yeah, I suspect those will be still useful.
But who knows, we might get extra cards. We might get new cards.
All of this will mean, right? New trinkets, new pets, maybe?
Yes, there's something about a hat-wearing monkey. Did I read that right?
Oh, yes, I think I saw something about a hat-wearing monkey.
That does sound very cool.
Who doesn't want a hat-wearing monkey?
That's very true. I want a hat-wearing monkey.
See?
Oh, so many weird images. and worgens are going to get mounts.
I think a hat-wearing monkey would go really well with my boomkin. I think every boomkin should have a hat-wearing monkey.
It depends a little bit on how the monkey... I mean, do you think it will be the gorilla model or, like, the...
Oh, it'll probably be the poo-flinging monkey from Dead Mines, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Will it do a little dance? I want it to do a little dance.
Well, I don't know, but then that's going to make me think about one of my guildmates, who dances like a monkey if we ask him to.
Okay.
Oh, I think we need to videotape that once and then just put it. So yes, Dark Moon Fair is coming. I guess we'll just see, you know, what was going on there. It sounds promising.
Well, it sounds like they've taken a lot of ideas that have obviously entertained people before. Like, you know, the Gurubashi event where you have to go and get the chest and all of that. It sounds like there's going to be something a bit like that. So that'll be something fun for people to work at. Because that's sort of generally deserted now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think only people do it now and again to get the achievements.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So Whacker Noel, I remember Whacker Noel is going to be there.
Awesome.
And there's some sort of tantalizing thing about the fact that there's going to be forests around the fair, and everyone's been warned not to go out in the forest. So of course, obviously, the first thing everyone's going to have to do,
if you go into the woods tonight.
Instead of bears, it might be pandas then that we encounter.
Maybe that's where the Mist of Pandaria are.
I want my pandas.
All voiced by Syl, as we discussed the other week.
Yes, indeed. Because I am the proper Asian.
Proper Asian.
The proper Asian.
I'm sorry, what the fuck?
Hey, I can do, you know, lots of weird accents anyway.
So you're the person who's on the other end of the phone when I call up the Royal Mail and they're like, I'm sorry, we forgot on your package. Or something stupid like that.
Something like that. So that's the Dark Moon Fair, but we'll have to see what happens to it. If it, you know, it sounds promising, and I'm happy that at least some of these old things get some new life, because otherwise it's just, why is it even there?
Well, I mean, the only reason it's there at the moment is if people are trying to give in cards for the insane title.
Yeah.
But, I mean, apart from that, oh, and obviously if you want Jubbling, if you want the pet.
Yeah.
But, oh, I wonder if you'll be able to get Jubbling at the new one.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure that they'll find something for it again.
Maybe. Panic. Have I got enough dark eye and ale? I'm sure I've got enough dark eye and ale to go and get that. Fine.
I'm sure you can tank your way into
Blackrock. Get out of my way, I need beer.
And then again, of course, Worgen get mounts now. Have you seen the Worgen mounts? They're just unarmored horses. I think it's a bit of a cop-out.
What, sorry, unarmored horses?
Yeah, take a normal Stormwind horse, take, like, the bridle and the saddle off it, da-da, Worgen horses. It's like,
Worgen horse! Da-da! They don't get running wild anymore?
No, they'll still have that. I mean, if they've got any, you know, dignity, they're not using it, but they'll still get that. But it was just, there'll be two models to bring the Alliance up to the same number of mounts as the Horde, because obviously the Goblins have got those two trikes at the moment, which means that they're two mounts ahead of what the Alliance can have.
I think it's a bit of a, you know... where is that bear pig thing?
Bear pig.
I want that pig.
Yeah, because originally there was some sort of boar, like, you know, a war-type boar that the Worgen were riding, wasn't there?
Yeah, it reminded me a lot of them. Rob will definitely notice. The Warhammer boars that the orcs ride.
Yep.
I want something like that.
Actually, there's a new one out that might look a bit closer to it.
Ooh.
For the ogres. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, something different, really. Just another horse.
If you're going to have those horses, then why not take some of the fantastic architecture and stuff? Because obviously they couldn't give us the stagecoaches because it's bad enough.
Yeah, it's really big.
Yeah, it's bad enough like that. But they could have taken some of the elements off those and turned it into the, you know, the bridle and so on and so forth, just to pimp the horse out a little bit, one thinks.
Yeah, or what about, you know, if they... Because you have humans now in-game that are a bit, you know, voluptuous, more voluptuous, if we can say it like that.
You want a voluptuous horse?
Well, yeah, like the big, you know, armoured horses that you used to have, the ones that...
Like a Shire horse or something?
Yes, exactly, something like that.
Worgen on Shire horse, that would be great.
That would be quite cool.
Because I just think as well, on normal horses, they're going to look really stupid.
They're so big. You know, if they're in Worgen form, that just looks weird. They need, like, Shire horses.
What happens if a Worgen bites a horse?
It dies.
Horse gets very angry.
The horse gets very upset.
It says, if you think I'm carrying you around anymore, you can F off, young man. I think that's what happens.
Sorry.
So, yeah, I'm not too impressed.
The Worgen goes, quit your gabbing.
I hope that they'll get, you know, okay, maybe placeholder mount, but I would like something new. And then, of course, the decrease in XP needed for level 71 to 80. So basically, Northrend will be easier to go through. That's a huge woot, in my opinion, because I hate Northrend with a passion.
it's about time. We're about far enough into the new expansion that it's probably about time it was easier to level alts through there, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. That means that I can skip loads of other areas again. Be good.
I mean, I have to say, because obviously doing it at the moment on my rogue, the way I've been doing it is as soon as somebody gives you the follow-on quest, it says, oh, go and speak to Mr. Blah Blah in different zone. You're like, right, so long, dump all the quests for the zone I'm in and go on to the next zone. And it actually hasn't taken a very long time doing it like that. So, but yes, I mean, anything that makes it a little bit quicker has got to be a good thing, hasn't it?
Definitely. And especially since you have to be really 80 for Cata content, so.
Yes, no sneaking off now, I'm 78 to Hyjal.
No, I was really hoping for that at times, and I was really, you know, distraught. Like, no, I don't want to.
They'll probably still do that. I mean, it's like, you know.
Well, I don't know, though. Do you remember when we first went there, like, in our... Because we were all in raiding gear, and we went to the first zone and went, oh my god!
Yeah, but they might dumb it down splatters. A little bit. I think because, you know, they did that before with the Boreal Tundra. I think it's much easier to get into Boreal Tundra. Just run around and just kill stuff.
Well, we'll see in the end, you know. Hopefully, I don't know. I mean, wouldn't it be better to spend an extra 2 levels in new Kata content? Though,
they could at least do both of the starting areas.
Yeah, exactly. Even though Fushira sucks.
It doesn't suck. It's like, just a new mechanic thing that wasn't as.
It's just horror. It's too long.
It's too long. Fushira would be perfectly fine if you could leave the goddamn place, but it's like, oh no, sorry, you're stuck here now. And, well, how do I get back? Well, then your Hearthstone needs to be set. Yeah, but I need to get back in here. Tough shit. And I just don't like that at all, and it's just,
You just have to get to Silvertide Hollow, and then you can zone in.
I don't care, I think it's boring.
But zone you into the most current place where you have quests. Seriously.
It is stupid. I don't want to go.
I don't like swimming. Swimming sucks.
Swimming.
You remember when WoW came out and it's like, oh my god, you can swim. When you walk into the water, you don't just die. This is amazing. And now it's like, swimming sucks so much. Why do I have to swim everywhere?
I like the seahorse. I like having a seahorse. The seahorse is cool. But the rest of the zone really sucks.
I prefer my turtle to the seahorse. I'm not really feeling the seahorse.
Can I just say that the reins of Poseidon are stupid? Seriously, so you get a mount, but you can't use it unless it's in water. Mm. How can you show it off to people? Because no one wants to swim, and it's like, look at my fucking mount. I'm in the harbour of Stormwind.
You go like, hey guys, look over here. And you go jump in the canal. It's like, what are you doing?
Can you use it in the water everywhere? It's not just like restricted to Vashir. Because like you can use it Vashir, can't you?
Yeah, no, you can use it in any kind of water. But, you know, it's like, when I'm in Stormwind, the only time I'm in water is when I have to do my stupid dailies.
Collecting the crabbies.
Yeah, exactly.
But surely there's other places that have, like, huge amounts of water. Like, I don't know.
Thousand Needles.
Sanka Marsh.
And how often do you get there, Rob? As an 85?
Shut up, you. Well, you can send it to one of the other characters.
It's like, oh, hello, Logan. Look at my mount. I paid 500k for this.
500k.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh well, you've been cheated.
How much is it? Because I remember seeing it on the auction house, and I thought, really?
Last time I saw it on our auction house, it was going for just under 100,000.
I just think it's far too much. It's really far too much.
Really rare, though, isn't it?
Seriously, in all honesty, it should come with a little bucket, and then you can just put the bucket somewhere in Stormwind, dump the mount in it.
I think that's what you do if you mount up somewhere. It's static, but you get a bucket to put it in.
And then it should move. So you can't actually move,
and if you try and move, then you dismount and fall in the bucket, and then you look like a right twat. It's like, ha! You spent 100,000 gold on a stupid mount. You can't even move.
I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever. I really, you know, I guess it's for people who really have so much gold that they don't know what to do with it anymore, and they just spend it on shit.
I'd like to meet them so that they can give me their gold. That would be nice.
Yeah, I could totally help them out with that gold.
What the hell do I do with my gold? I know. Let's buy some mounts. Actually, no. Let's give it to the Save Rob charity. Yeah,
you safe. Don't even play Rob.
I may not have any dwarfs, but I can still swim in the gold.
I think it's one dwarf at a time, and I think our current gold swimmer is quite possessive.
And given that he's our
just
main,
blow the whistle.
Really,
it's like, your time is up.
I don't really fancy anybody else's chances of removing him.
No.
Oh, you wanted me to taunt that? Oh, no.
Oh, I'm too busy having a swim. La, 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 la. Anyway, once we've got enough gold, he's going to melt it all down and make a statue.
Yep. I thought he had enough gold. I mean, isn't, like, 80,000 enough?
No. We want a nice round number. And then we're going to melt it all down and make a statue of a certain dwarf, apparently.
I see.
Dwarfs have got enough statues.
So that was it for the news. I don't know if you guys spotted anything that we should discuss in the news or not. I'm still waiting for BlizzCon, and hopefully something amazing will happen. Like pandas.
Isn't it funny that BlizzCon has con in it?
It's because it's short for convention, Rob.
Shh.
Oh, okay.
No, it's a con. Look, spend lots of money and come over to California. Oh, yes, by the way, Diablo isn't out yet. I bet you didn't expect that one.
Yes, Diablo's still not out.
There's a surprise. Oh, that's actually a thing. Have any of you guys seen the competition that Blizzard is holding? The writing competition.
No.
There is a writing competition. I think it's only for a month. I think it's the end of this month, perhaps. And I think the winner gets a tour of Blizzard. Mm-hmm. And signed books and stuff like that. And runner-up gets signed books and from everything, from all their property, basically. So Diablo, StarCraft, the WoW books, things like that. And it's not even, you know, they limited the words again, so it decreased again. And I've been really seriously contemplating of doing that, but then again, my English isn't that good.
Bollocks, quite frankly, stop that.
Well, you know, like people who really speak it all the time, like it's their first language. I think
English is fine.
Yes, I know, but writing it is a completely different thing. And I'm not talking about spelling or anything, but, you know, like using more prosaic words and
you use the word prosaic.
There's enough English people I know who couldn't use the word prosaic, so yeah. Seriously, I think you should have right. I now demand that you do it and submit it for the honour of the GGW show.
Yeah, totally.
I was thinking of doing something with a Murloc.
Ruth, we're waiting for you.
We'll see.
Motion carried. Fucking do it.
Well, I have a week off, but I don't know until when the competition ends.
What? No! Why have I got myself into? She says.
I think you should do it.
You have mentioned it.
Anyway, motion carried. I think we've decided that you're doing it. Yeah. So, what are the things? How long's your word count?
I think it's. Is it 15,000? Something like that. It's really. Let me look it up. I'm going.
Quite short.
In the WoW. Warcraft competition. No, I can't find it. Where is it? World of Warcraft competition.
What does it say? 15th of October is the deadline.
Oh, okay.
2,500 to 7,500 word short story written in English set in Warcraft, StarCraft, or Diablo universes.
Ooh. If any of our listeners are doing this, I'm quite interested in not stealing your ideas, but I'm quite interested.
Interested in totally stealing your ideas.
Yes. So what exactly are you doing?
Oh, that's good. I can build something from that. No, I just, you know, it would be nice to hear how people are doing this and where you get your inspiration from and things like that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. Right, I'm going to plug the website quickly. Our website is girlsgonewow.net, and of course, if you want to join us on our Alliance Guild, join us on the Earthen Ring server, and that's the European one. And our guild is called Immune to Psychology. Now, I've heard someone say, I'm not sure if it's in one of the emails one of us is going to read out, but someone asked, you know, I was on, but it was really quiet. There was only one person on. That could have been the time of day or the day itself. But I think it's also a little bit because it's the summer. So, you know, like me, at the moment I'm not playing. Rob's really busy with work. Raven has been screwed over by Virgin.
Yeah, it's that sort of, I mean, everyone, you know, it's that time of this 2 to 3 weeks, especially in Britain, is when most people take their summer holidays, if they're going to take summer holidays. So it's always quiet this time of the year.
Yeah. Don't let that, you know, stop you from applying to us, because things are, you know, even if you apply to the guild, it's all being a bit slow now. But just keep poking people, and soon enough, everyone will flock back. As soon as we start getting rain again, which will be very... I think it started raining here again today.
It was hailing in London this morning.
Don't worry if every so often you get... The only reply you get is a bit of herp derp. Or that kind of thing. I'm sorry, what you doing? Hello? New person? I'm sorry. We haven't been playing for a while. Please leave a message after the...
Yeah, it's just this period. I think as soon as 4.3 comes out, everyone will flock back. And, you know, colder evenings, I don't want to go outside. Then again, I don't really want to go outside anyway. All right, let's...
People out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is Plymouth. Our main topic, let's start with that. Our main topic for tonight's show, or... Morning, if you listen to us in the morning. I don't know if you could stomach that, though. How do you find a new realm to call home? And I think... I'm not entirely sure about Rob, but I know Rob, you know, whores around...
He's just a realm whore.
Exactly. Realm whore.
But how do you call a new realm really your home? And, you know, what if you have the intention of, okay, my old realm really sucks. There are only people who are abusive, or there's no one on... How do you proceed to find a new realm and actually say, okay, this is the realm I'm looking for, this is my new home? Who would like to start?
Ooh, considering that people don't seem to be willing. I'll go first. Okay.
Go ahead, Rob.
So, first of all, it is, does it look shiny? wait, no, that's not... First one is, do I like the name? Secondly, is it PvP, RP, or normal? I don't go on normal servers. Normal servers are silly.
Have you ever been on a normal server?
Yeah, only when people are like, Rob, come and join us on our normal server. What's the point? I might as well do one or the other. You know, RP servers actually have some people going around doing RP, and PvP servers actually have the whole killy death stuff.
Is that the RP that you crave so much when you make a starting, you know, character and they say, oh,
no!
Behind the back
no!
of the
No! No, that's
special
the kind
of RP.
No, that happens on PvP servers. Although if I do start a character on an RP server, there is also a very high chance of that happening just because of the fact they just go on and make some kind of epic character and they're like, wow, you must be amazing, obviously. And it's like, I'm level one. I've just logged in. Who the fuck are you? Are you like...
Female, that's enough, isn't it?
Mm. Are you the realm, like... /2 whore or something?
Do you think there must be people who just lurk in the starting areas, waiting for new people to turn up?
Possibly.
Probably.
It's one of those things, it's like, hello, new person. Welcome to the realm. Hope you like your stay. Do you want to be my friend? I'm right, thank you. Who the fuck are you? I'm going now. Goodbye. I'll go find somewhere else that doesn't have you.
And then I keep following you for half an hour.
Yep.
So, okay. So, name and what type of realm. What else? I mean, do you...
I'm going to go in there and have a look at... I don't actually go and look at the stats or anything like that.
Okay.
I actually play in there for a little while, see what the population's like in like the main cities. If it's particularly busy, I won't play on there for very long, considering the fact that my computer sucks ass. And if I log in the major city, I'll be like, oh shit. So usually I'm on the faction that is losing, Tolbarad. Yeah. Just to kind of go in there and just have a look at the auction house when I get to like level 15 or whatever and be like, oh, so this place can make some money. Excellent.
So you sort of spend quite a bit of time, because if you're saying sort of level 15, you spend a reasonable amount of time pottling around.
Yeah. I mean, it's essentially like I go somewhere new. Nobody else really knows me here unless someone else is kind of like, well, Rob, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm just going over to this other server that doesn't have people I know on it. for a reason. And stuff like that. And they're like, oh, can I come with you? Okay.
I think I'm seeing a bit of your problem there, Rob.
Yeah?
Yes. Sometimes, perhaps, it's okay to say no.
But it's... But, no.
It's just when you tell people to fuck off, Rob.
Yeah, I get enough of trying to hold that in when I'm at work, I guess. It's just like, Rob, can you show me how to do this, Rob, and then I did this, at Rob, like, hello,
would you work with kids?
I'm sorry, could you just slow down for 2 seconds and let me possibly go out the back and hide?
Give them some Ritalin, I'm sure that will help.
I think
your colleagues with Ritalin's probably illegal.
I did hear that somewhere a while ago, we were talking a few years back, that a guy was selling like Red Bull to the kids.
Oh my god.
To get them hyped up to buy stuff.
Blimey. Me.
It's like, you're shitting me, right?
That's very entrepreneurial, yeah.
It is rather entrepreneurial. It's like, I don't know, let's put extra salt in the chips and make the drinks really expensive. That will make people spend lots of money. Yeah.
That is wrong on so many levels.
Hmm.
Okay. EJ, because I know that you and Raven transferred. I was going to merge the word, transform and transfer.
What did we transform into?
Auto, I don't know. Roll out.
You moved to a different server. How did that go about? Well, in honesty, I know, but for a listener,
it's kind of your fault. So
yeah.
Yeah, it took actually a reasonable amount of time because, I mean, some of us had been on the server we were on for like 5 or 6 years. No, it must have been about 5 years at that point. So, and it was just, there were a multitude of reasons for us leaving. Most of it was to do with the fact that we were on a server where the Alliance Horde ratio was 88% Alliance, which was just ridiculous. Everywhere was overcrowded. We had some of the top guilds in Europe on there, so you also got a lot of fanboys transferring onto the server, obviously thinking they were suddenly going to get into Inner Sanctum or something like that, just because they turned up on the server. Gearscore came out, it was one of the first servers where it just exploded, and people were wanting the most ridiculous gear scores for doing like absolutely nothing. It had turned into a really unfriendly server, and it had turned into quite an elitist server. And that coupled with a couple of things in the guild that we were in that just weren't quite working for us anymore. We thought, right, okay. So first thing we did actually was we went to WoW Ladies, and
after sitting down in a tea shop, we had a lovely little civilized tea.
We did. We had very civilized tea.
We had civilized tea and had a big discussion, the group of us, because we moved over as a group of five, and we sat down and had a big discussion about what sort of things we wanted, didn't we?
Yeah.
A bit of a discussion about the sort of guild that we were looking for. But we weren't really looking for a specific realm. We were more looking for a guild to join. And we didn't really mind where it was.
So, yes, the first thing was sort of to get some guild ideas. And then we sort of submitted our, hello, this is who we are, this is what we're looking for. Quite a key thing was we wanted... people who raided later, because we were in a guild that was mostly European, so actually their raid times, because of course they were at least an hour ahead, meant that raids started actually ridiculously early for us. which was actually very hard to do. So, you know, preferably something, a guild that was based in the UK or raided on sort of sensible UK hours. Progression, but not progression. Friendly people. People who liked doing all the fun, silly things that we liked doing and didn't mind if we brought 1,500 alts with us. so we got a few responses, and we got several really nice responses, and so it was like, right, well, I suppose the next thing to do is we checked out guild websites and forums, just to sort of, because they're always a good idea, a good way to sort of get a feel for the guild you're thinking about. Mm-hmm. But also, I think it was Kath and I that were on the same time, and basically I spent a whole day just logging into different servers and realms and just checking them out. So rolling a level one, going and seeing what the trade channel was like, going and seeing what the auction house looked like. You know, I made a list of things that we bought all the time, and just went and checked out what the server, you know, the auction houses were like on different servers. We did actually check out the ratio of Horde to Alliance. Because having been on one that was ridiculously Alliance heavy, didn't want that, wanted a more balanced server. And there's loads of places that you can go and check this sort of stuff out. So it was a combination, and I think it probably took us a month to 5 weeks to actually because, you know, when it's one person moving, that's one thing, but when there's five of you moving, and you know what Symes is like with his alts, that's a lot of characters, it's a lot of money to invest in moving. We wanted to get it right.
Yeah, definitely.
And we did. Yay!
Yay!
And it also sort of, because initially we hadn't even thought about RP servers, but actually a lot of the responses we'd had were from guilds on RP servers. So that was something new to go and check out, is just wander around cities and sort of see if there was any RP going on and seeing how people were interacting. Mm-hmm. And just finding out it wasn't as scary as we imagined.
Yeah, because we had
Graven.
Oh, it's all right. Sorry, I'm just talking over you. We had originally said we weren't interested in RP servers. It was one of the things we kind of wrote off. We didn't want to be on a PvP server. We didn't want to be on an RP server. Mm-hmm. But then we, when considering the conversation we had with you over WoW Ladies about ITP, we reconsidered our stance.
I remember from that conversation that someone, I think it was EJ, but I'm not entirely sure. It sounds like something EJ would say. Are you guys gnome friendly?
Yeah, yeah, that was EJ.
That was also very important.
Yeah, that was very important. And do you have any rabid mount collectors, I think we asked you as well? Pet collectors?
Yeah, well, definitely. But you guys just topped it, especially EJ.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think that, you know, for me personally, when I, because I've moved realms a lot, but it depended very much on the people, because I don't just go to realms that I don't know anyone. I did that, I started off on a PvE realm. Basically, you know, it's the first time you play the game, oh, this is the realm that's assigned to me. Isn't it the only realm? You know, I had no clue how it worked. And I played on that for a while, and it was okay, but it wasn't great. And then they started to introduce the first RP PvP realms, and I thought, okay, that's a new chance, and RP will be probably, you know, much more interesting with PvP, which was true. I constantly had to watch my back, and it was really, I've had the greatest of times on that realm, because, you know, there were huge events, and then you went into the Gurubashi, and there was this group of, well, a guild basically consisted out of trolls, only trolls. And if they're still out there, the second Gurubashi Empire, they were amazing. And they would have these patrols through Stranglethorn. And if you came in there as Alliance, they would kill you. And not in a grievance way, it was more like the whole, I can understand why people would say, oh, freaking gankers, but it's not like that. It was really played out, and it wasn't as if they were there constantly. They even said, okay, we're going to patrol from this time to this time. And it was just amazing. It gave you that little bit of extra something. And, you know, I built up lots of friends. And then at a certain point, I switched realms. I think because Rob played on Earthen Ring, and we wanted to play with some more, you know, people that we knew in real life. But I always check out forums, the official forums, just to see what kind of atmosphere there is and how badly the forum trolls are. And I think for most RP servers, it's okay. What I've seen from PvP servers, I mean, I'm just making a big generalization now. I don't really like the communities. It's too much, but the same could be said from huge PvE servers. But yeah, I always look at the official forums, and then if I would look for a guild, I would check out their website. I'm very sensitive with how pretty a website is and how lively their own forums are. So basically what EJ did with looking at the website and checking the forums to see what the people are like. And that's basically what I would do if you're looking for a new realm. Have in your head what you really want, but be open for other things just in case. Because, you know, I didn't know that an RP PvP server could be so much fun. In the end, not so much anymore. Because I guess sometimes with the RP community, if you get really into it, there can be some real vendettas going on. And people who do not like each other. And when there's the opportunity to PvP, yeah, there will be a lot of grievance, but that's my two cents. And I think when do I call a realm really my home? I guess when I really like the people that are in my guild. I think the guild is basically what makes a realm my home.
Yeah, I think you're very... Yeah. Yes, you're definitely right.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, because I couldn't be on a realm without knowing anyone and not making any contact. I think that's okay if you're there for a specific reason. I think if you roll on an RP realm and you purely want to RP and build up a sort of system of chatting with certain people and putting them in your friends list, that is almost like having a guild. But for me, it is truly, can I find that guild that I find so important? And then it doesn't really matter on what kind of server you are as long as you're happy in the guild. But, of course, you know, like what EJ said, if you have huge imbalances and just things that don't work anymore for that server, then your guild will suffer in the end, too.
I think that, you know, I think Blizzard need to do something about the servers where there is such a huge imbalance. Because I think you lose out so much. I mean, not only is doing certain achievements very difficult, but I think you miss out from not having, it's almost like you're missing half the community.
Yeah, it was a really weird atmosphere. And every time we were doing all the like world events where you have to go and shower rose petals over like members of the opposite faction, like, was just impossible. All of those kind of ones were really difficult. Sometimes the lead horde guild on that server used to come and stand in the just outside the gates of the horde part of Dalaran and let people like shower them or put bunny ears on them or whatever it was. So they used to be quite nice about it, but it was a really weird atmosphere.
Yeah, I can imagine that. My advice is, if you look for a new realm, just, you know, I think, wow, ladies, on if you still use LiveJournal, and I don't know if many people still do, but if you still use LiveJournal, I would definitely join WoW Ladies. Even if you're a guy, because there are a lot of guilds out there that, you know. Yeah, I mean, they don't mind having men in there. I know it says WoW Ladies, but, you know, it's the same with our podcast. We say Girls Gone WoW, but it's not only for girls. And I think it's a nice community. So, you know, they can give you lots of advice. I think better even than the official forums. I just wish it was more European orientated at times.
Yeah, that's really, it is a really nice group.
Mm. Yeah, but you know, most of the realms. But I guess that's good for our American listeners. You know, if you're looking, or Australian, if you're looking for a guild or a new realm, I think even people ask there about realms, and not just about guilds, but just, you know, what's the atmosphere like? Do you think that would be a good realm? Are there any people playing there that I could befriend? And so you have someone to talk to in the beginning.
And I think this is, I think it's another acknowledgement to the fact that WoW is not just about the game, it's about the community as well. Because you can't just pick any server and go, well, I couldn't just pick a server and go, right, there we go, that one will do. You've got to get it right. It's got to feel right. So you do have to take your time over these things.
Yeah, definitely. Because you don't want to invest lots of time and then find out, oh, this is actually not the realm for me. Just, you know, it's perfectly fine just in until level 20 or something just to check out what a realm is like. Just to experience it firsthand, because you can't really tell from the starting area. But I wouldn't just pick a realm which is like, this one. And
that's what I do. Yep.
I know you.
Ooh, that's got a cool name. I do that one.
But it doesn't always work in your favor.
I mean, you definitely need to get yourself down into the capital cities. Even if you're one faction, I'd still go over and check out the capital city on a different faction just to see what it's like, what the whole atmosphere is like over there as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh no, Blizzardy has just whispered me. on my account. Oh no.
While playing, that's very interesting. Oh, God. Right, let's go to our second topic. What's in a name? Or how do you choose your character's name? Raven, would you like to start?
Okay. Well, Silky Raven is my internet handle and has been for a while. It's my live journal name and other bits and pieces. So when I was rolling my first char, she happened to be a druid, so I figured it kind of fitted. It sort of sounded a bit nature-y. So she was Silky Raven. And now most of my chars, not that I have very many, because like I said, I'm hopeless with alts, but most of them have called something Raven, just so that people know that they're me.
Raveny Raven.
Raveny Raven. My shaman's called Earth Raven, and my hunter's called Swift Raven. I do have one character who doesn't meet this naming convention, who's called Frangelica. Frangelica's my best friend's nickname, and she has pink hair, so my DK is a little gnomish DK with pink hair. which amused Frangelica no end that I'd made a character in the game named after her. Unfortunately, I don't like playing her, as I was saying earlier, but I have to sort that out at some point. But I'm not very good at naming characters. I find it really hard to think of a good name. That's probably why one of the reasons why I don't play too many alts, actually. I find them really hard to
You know what you should do? You should get Frangelica involved in WoW.
I think
that
would be a bad idea.
What have I just said something that's horribly wrong?
I love the bits, don't get me wrong.
Frangelica is amazing.
Not video games, not Frangelica.
No.
Does she get a bit mental with video games?
Well, she doesn't play any video games at all at the moment. She's very short-sighted. So she's the whole computer thing, kind of video game thing, completely kind of passed her by. So she's never really plays Farmville. That's about as far as it.
She's very good at Farmville.
Yeah, she's very good. but yeah, that would be no. No, I'm not letting Fran play WoW. That would be no.
just no. just no.
But there will be lots of people who listen to this podcast who will know who we're talking about and will be laughing themselves, pissing themselves laughing right now.
Rob, what about you? How do you pick your names?
Well, it is a little bit of a mission. Everyone goes to me, why do you take so long to pick names? And I'm like, it's got to be really cool! You know, I can't have something that's stupid named and run away. Well, okay, I can have something that's stupid named if I'm feeling in the right mood. Most of the time, though, it's like, right, something kind of backgroundy for it. So I go looking around for something similar. So if I'm playing like a priest or a shadow priest or something, I'll go and look for some kind of mystical character that's a, like, maybe even a, if I'm playing Shadow Priest, a bit like kind of like a ghost or a, you know, banshee or something like that. You know, and warriors, I'll go for like heroic kind of epic legend and that kind of thing. So a few things, although there was a couple of things that I steal from computer games and other such things as well. And I steal from Warhammer. Because it's just like, hey, I need a name for a character. Well, open a book. There's one.
That'll do.
Yep. But a lot of the time it is going around and going, oh, that one's taken. Oh, that one's taken. Oh, that one's taken.
It's almost like a lot of people do the same thing that you do, Rob.
Yeah. Perhaps. Or perhaps they've just taken them all up despite me.
That's it. It's a personal crusade against you.
It is.
Probably.
Yeah, that's totally what it is.
I think for me, I always use... Well, the first time I had to roll a character, I basically stole a name from my ex-boyfriend. He had a D&D character called Orinil. And I thought, oh, that's a perfect name. So I named my druid that. And now I basically have claimed the name for myself. It's my name now. I don't care where it came from. It's my name. And a lot of people still know me by that name, even though I don't play characters named like that that much anymore. Which is fine, you know, with me. I mean, I love the name. I still love it. But if I have to play my other characters, I want something that sounds very foreign, or at least different. It depends on the race. Like in WoW, for my Draenei, I want something that sounds perhaps a little bit Indian or Russian. And I sometimes go to those translator things, or, you know, I go to name generators, and I just look up several words in a certain language and see what it means. Like, for instance, Yvrani, which is my mage, Draenei. She, her name actually means, was it Hindi? I think it was Hindi, and it means princess. And I just thought that would suit her really well. I'll just pick that.
That's really cool.
And that's what I do. I also pick a lot of names in, I think Swahili is a really good language to pick your names from. So those are always, you know, I go for like Hindi or Swahili or Russian, things like that. And sometimes I use it from books or films or, you know, just I know people with a certain name and then I try to mix it up a little bit. That's basically how I choose my characters' names. But there will always be an Orinil on any game that I play. What about you, EJ?
Well, all of mine, apart from one, they all start with a variation on my name, which was a dyslexic error. So they all start off with that. And after that, it tends to be something... there tends to be a bit of a naming theme. There was a whole thing about cats for a while. And now I try and do something that fits in with the type of character that they're going to be. So my rogue, that one is courtesy of an assassin's family in a certain set of books that I read. My paladin has got a name of a well-known holy fighter. So I'm just trying to sort of try and mix the two together. Mm-hmm. It also means that I tend to have quite unique names, and I think only one of them I found on a different server, which is quite nice. It also means that apparently a lot of people seem to think I'm Danish. Apparently a lot of my names come across as if they're Danish, and I'm always being asked if I'm Danish, and I'm like, no. And they're like, oh, Danish? No. And then, oh. And that's it. That's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, I always
want to talk to me now.
I always get people to ask me if I'm Swedish. or Polish? And I always say no. And then that is basically the end of the conversation. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I get Swedish occasionally, but mostly I get Danish. So I'm like, okay.
Would we all like, because I know that the American version has a name generator. Would that be something you would use?
I might play with it a little bit. Because actually my Rogue is the first one that I've done through randomizing, you know, because you can randomize what they look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I just thought, oh, well, I'm not really going to get attached to this, little did I know. So I'll just use the random button. And actually, I quite liked what the random button came up with. So I'd probably give it a whirl and then just go, no, those are ridiculous.
I do sometimes, you know, because I think I could use it in the beta. So I try it and then I'm like, oh, this is a really cool name. I'll just remember that and write that down for if I ever have to create a character. But 9 out of 10 times, you know, with the names that you get, I think they're already used anyway on the server. Or you get some really weird names that almost sound offensive. So I'd rather not.
And anyway, your next character is going to be Furry Galore.
That's true. If it's a panda, I want a panda called that. And it's really bad now, but I'm going to base that one so much on RuPaul since I've been watching all those programs about RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm just going to say things like, it's time to lip sync for your life and stuff like that. I'll just run around saying, oh, Rob, you're missing out. You need to watch the drag things with me.
I'm quite scared by this concept right now.
It's quite scary.
Oh, no. It's because of my boss. He's gay, and he's not listening, so he's fine with that, me saying that. But he introduced me to... I already knew who RuPaul was, and if you don't know who RuPaul is, just look it up.
I don't know who RuPaul is.
Well, Rob, do you know who RuPaul is?
No. I don't think I want to know.
The straight guy doesn't know who RuPaul is, basically. My husband didn't know either. And since I'm such a fag hag... In all honesty, that's how everyone calls me, so I've just accepted it. I just love everything that's drag.
Oh my god, I love it. It's amazing.
It is. It really is. So I just want a character based on RuPaul, and I'm just going to do that. All in the name of RP. So that's what I'm going to base my character on. But it's okay, Rob. We'll watch RuPaul when you come over in the weekend.
That's totally not happening. I'll just have to kick your ass in Mortal Kombat. No. And by kick your ass, I mean not remember any of the combos. Fall flat on my face.
Yes. I think that's it basically for names, isn't it? But I do have some tweets about that. So let me just get the website. wow, my voice is a bit... Where are we? Oh, okay. I'm sorry if I'm butchering people's names, your Twitter names, but I really have no idea sometimes how to pronounce it because you shorten it. Or okay, the person called M Butts or Mabuts. I'm not entirely sure.
Butts.
Oh, it's probably that.
That could probably be it. She said, my main's name comes from my first D&D character. Other names I get from novels, locations, not usually people, or cultures. Yeah, I think, you know, D&D characters, that's where I get it from. And most of my characters are now named from WoW that I use for D&D. What else? George WoW said, originally went... Lord of the Rings styles, lately been doing Game of Thrones name variants. Sometimes click the randomized, the American one has it, I guess, and use one of those. I think Game of Thrones has some cool names in there, but I could see them all being used now.
Yeah, we're going to get the whole sort of Legolas thing happening.
Legolulu.
Legolulu would have been fine. I never saw anything that inventive.
Oh dear.
Or Harry Potter. I can see that happening a lot.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
So those were the tweets. I think for a lot of people it was...
Oh, I saw a Gandalf today.
Did you?
Oh. Yes, with like double L's and double F's. Oh,
did you see a Grandalf?
I didn't see a Grandalf, no.
I have seen a Grandalf.
Oh dear.
He's blowing smoke rings in the corner. Stop smoking that pot, Grandalf.
Were you in Goldshire again?
No.
Where were you?
I was probably asleep at the time.
Oh, okay. Right. Shall we go to our emails?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. I'll start, because my voice is starting to give. I started sounding like a drag queen myself. Okay. We got this one from... And now I have to make sure that I say the right name and that people don't kill me. Jeroen, which is a Dutch name. It could also be Belgian, of course. Dear Syl, EJ and Rob, here a small email from a hairy-chested fan.
Yay!
Hello! Please don't send me photos.
Well, actually, but I'll come to that to the end. During a session of some board browsing the web, I accidentally stumbled upon one of the included pictures. It's a picture of a nicely dressed man wearing a shirt and a jacket. His tie, however, shows his hairy chest and belly. I immediately had to think of Syl and Rob, because they love this. I've been listening to the show since episode 3. Oh wow, that's a while ago now. And I continue to find it good fun to listen to, especially the last episode with the former Blizzard GM. It was interesting to listen to. At the moment, I have stopped playing WoW. Ever since Cataclysm, the game has lost too much of its appeal to me. I seem to hear that both Syl and Rob are also playing a bit less. Maybe it might be an idea to discuss on the show what made the two of you feel that way. I am hesitant to now list my grievances, since it might become a bit whiny and far too long. Should you want a summary of them, let me know. Again, many thanks and appreciation for your podcast. Please keep it up. Kind regards from Jeroen, also known as Zinthia, level 85 paladin on the EU Darkspear realm. Well, thank you very much for your email. And I got two pictures, and they're hilarious. And I'll put them on the website.
They're hilarious. Hilarious.
Very hairy too. So I'll put them on the website in our post probably for when I upload the show notes, so everyone can see them. I'm okay with him listing his grievances about the game. I don't
really.
But yeah, just send it to us. I don't care if it's whiny or it can never be too long. Just, you know, send it to us, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about it next week, I think. I put it in as the topics if my co-hosts are okay with that.
Oh, well, that will be really handy then.
Yes, definitely. So no pressure, but I would like to have it before next Sunday.
Your assigned homework is.
So thank you again, Jeroen. And I think EJ has some email too.
Indeed. Hold on, I'm going to stick myself on follow. yes. Right. Hi, Syl, Rob, EJ, and this week's guest. Hello, Raven. This is just a quick update. I've not had a great deal of time to play in Immune to Psychology. I was hoping to get on it more this weekend, but some other real-life commitments have gotten in the way again. I finished my episode 11 of my audio series on Friday, which is cool. I need to be putting them out a little more frequently than I have been, but that's just down to scheduling. I do owe a big thanks to Dan at Ritual on Twitter for sorting me out with a basic FTP site for my series episodes and blog images, which gives me unlimited bandwidth and storage. So thanks, dude. I did some work on my the Elder's main, Pryderic, who's still level 72, though I managed to find a rare and got the Northern Exposure achievement for finding my first Northrend one. Wish I was of more help with playing audio files over Skype, though. I've been asking around some. I should be able to work it out for you at some point this week and then send an audio next weekend.
Yay.
Anyway, hope you're all well and catch you later. Cheers, rigor morte.
Yeah, I still suck at doing anything with audio over Skype. I really haven't found it out, and I probably do the stupid Google searches or something, but I can't do it. I really don't know how to do it. Also because I have to work with virtual audio cables. So if anyone knows how to use the audio cables and play an MP3 again, please just, you know, Hello Kitty language and I can do it. So thank you, Rigor Morty.
Nice, because we've seen Rigor Morty a couple of times in Guild, so it's very nice to have you around when you can make it to it.
Exactly. I'm sorry I haven't been around to say hi.
Well, we've all been very busy lately, haven't we? Or at least, you know, not that great internet or other commitments.
The world has been conspiring against us.
Exactly.
All of it. Not one little space was left for anyone else.
Were you able to open your email, Rob?
Yes.
You can read yours.
Okay. There we are. Right. How the hell do you say... anyway. Hey all. How I found my realms has been an evolving question for me for years. In the beginning, it was PvP or nothing. And then when realm transfers came about, it was finding the very best raiding guild that was on a PvP server. I followed on this vein for a couple of years until I got seriously burned out and the prima donna personalities you tend to find in hardcore raiding guilds. The last big move I made, faction transfers also, was 16 tunes to Earthen Ring US for a social guild.
Wow.
16?
Oh my god.
Double account swapping.
oh my goodness, Blizzard must love him. Or her.
Yeah. Now my naming conventions get interesting. My main is a shadow priest who is named Lassiel, I think it is, or Laskiel. And if you read any read any contemporary urban fantasy, you know who she is based off. I apologize, I have no idea who you're talking about. Does anyone
like
else
to know?
Does anyone else know?
No, I don't know. The name does sound familiar.
Sounds familiar, but.
Well, it's spelled Lascielle. Anywho, continuing on with the email. My warlock is named Azalin, a name I got from a period of AD&D gaming in the Ravenloft setting. So for a long time, I tended to use names of characters from fantasy settings, and now I just try to fit Shard, which is my handle, in there somewhere. So I got to Shard. How I got to Shard is easy. My very first tune, the one rolled 2 days after US launch, my beloved but underplayed mage. I got that one by hit the random name button, and getting Shard, my mage's name has changed in all the server transfers, but I am still Shard to most that know me. Love that show. I would give you a great review in iTunes, but alas, I don't drink the apple Kool-Aid.
Thank you so much for your emails. It's basically what I always wanted to do, like with Raven, that you use a part of your name in all your characters, or actually also what EJ does, but I somehow never do. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm so, I need to RP, I need to get another name, and I don't want something similar.
Well, that's why I always sort of, that's why I go with the sort of naming convention on the end half of my name, which actually I stole off Psy, because all of Psy's are done that way. So that way you can sort of tailor it to whatever the character your latest tune is going to be.
Oh, and I figured out where the name is from. I had to Google it, but I do read the books. It's from the Dresden Files.
Alright.
I love that. I really need to start reading those books again. I'm on the third one now, I think. Love it. Anywho, so that's it for emails and tweets. Thank you so much for the emails, guys. I'm really happy I don't care if it's just a short, you know, hi, love or hate the show, blah, blah, blah. Well, love, preferably. Obviously. But everyone has their opinion. Okay, everyone is entitled to their opinion. But you know, we love to get listener emails, so you just keep them sending, and you know, definitely Jeroen, if you'd like to send that rant in, just please, I would be really happy with it.
Give us content.
And we got an iTunes, talking about iTunes reviews, we got one from Latvia. I actually got a tweet from someone who said, Syl, did you read my review? It's on the Latvian one, because, you know, I can only see the US one and the UK one unless I specify it on the internet. So if you did send one, but in your own country, like it's in Europe or I don't know where people listen to us, please let me know on Twitter, and then I'll, like in a private message or in a tweet, and I'll look it up and I'll give you credit for it, because I really can't see it otherwise. I get no notification or anything. And this is the review. Really awesome show, girls, and ... Rob. By Spotinch. I love your show. Usually I'm listening to podcasts while I'm on my way to work, and it's really nice to have a podcast about the game I love the most. I was thinking about joining your guild on Earth and Ring, but there was only one person online, sad face. Are you guys a small guild, or did I came on a wrong time? Anyway, keep it going. Always waiting for new episodes. Spotinch, thank you. Like I said, you know, I think it's the summer, and I think a lot of people are waiting for the new patch, and I don't know, because we're not a small guild, in all honesty.
Not very small at all, actually.
No, so it could be the time of day. You know, during the day, it's often quite quiet during the week. I think in the weekend, it's busier during raid times, too. But I think it's, you know, I think it's the summer slump. That's really what I think that's happening at the moment. So give it a little bit of 2 months, and everyone will be flocking back and sitting in front of the fire with their laptops. And
it'll be cold outside cocoa. And people who won't stay in.
Exactly. You know, who needs summer? Guys, do you have any other stuff that you want to discuss or get off your hairy chests?
We're just gonna giggle at Rob.
It's okay. I'll stand here and be a punch bag.
Oh,
so that you can all get rid of your stress. It's nice to have it all day.
I said giggling.
Do you hear that, Rob? It's the smallest violin playing for you right now.
No, wait, no, no. If I remember correctly, I destroyed it! With my lasers.
With your lasers?
Yes.
I see.
Because mm-hmm. you're special like that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, Syl, you're going to watch BlizzCon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I'm thinking I might order it and have a small BlizzCon. Well, party sounds a bit official, really. I think it might just be Raven, come and BlizzCon drink cider and watch BlizzCon.
Yeah, your house, at your new house.
At new house, yes.
A get together.
I think
can
so.
Can I drink side scotch?
Yes, you can.
Hooray!
It was one of the first things that got unpacked.
Hooray!
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Can I drink soy scotch? Not just can I drink the scotch, it's can I drink soy scotch? Yes, you can. Ha ha ha.
Let's not tell him. I do have scotch in my house that Si could drink if you wanted to. But Si has the amazing scotch collection. The amazing scotch collection.
I don't think he'd realise sort of what his collection was like until him and Kit were both unpacking it, and it just kept being unpacked.
And it's amazing. It's really, 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 really good quality scotch.
So you'd be totally up for then a BlizzCon scotch evening?
I'd be totally up for a BlizzCon scotch evening. When's BlizzCon?
end of October.
I think what you should be asking is, when's the scotch evening with BlizzCon attached?
Well, we might have to have a pre-scotch evening just to check.
There's a scotch party at mine. Already arranged, but and Si's on the mailing list, but I don't know if he had noticed it whilst he was moving house.
You have a mailing list for scotch for alcoholic parties? Crazy. It's like, what is this? Oh, wait, let me check my iPhone. I have to make sure my calendar is aligned to the stars.
You can get put on such a thing if you want.
No, I still need to order it, because, you know, money, but as soon as we get student finance, I'm going to order it, and then we're holding a... Shall we go to a party or just a get-together, Rob, when everyone is coming over and we're watching
BlizzCon? Let's call it a hoedown.
Let's on Hoedown. That sounds...
You're going to need hats for that.
Yeah.
Hoedown needs special hats, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Quite a lot of space, I think.
Special hats.
Special hats and special
space. Actually, if people are going to do special stuff for BlizzCon, not like going to BlizzCon, but if you're staying at home and watching it and you're doing it with a lot of friends, I'd like to hear about that, because I think our tradition has always been, you know, it's basically a pig fest, so we just eat lots of crap. And then we start yelling things like, you know, you see those question panels, and it's like, okay, let's guess the class and the race.
You play that too, it's not just me.
We're sitting in front of it. Oh, that guy is totally a hunter. when am I going to get... When am I gonna be able to run and fire my bow at the same time? never.
It's often you're not allowed. We go class first, and then after they have the question, we can confirm it. It's like, okay, what race do you think? And then, you know, it's always
mouth.
Nelf, or... Oh, I think it's a dwarf. I don't really... Well, have we always said a little bit that the punky kids were like, oh yeah, undead, probably.
The undead, yeah, punky kids are the undead or the blood elves. and then you've got the really kind of big, like, hairy guys. It's like, that's a dwarf. It's totally a dwarf.
Or female.
Elf. What the f-
I see a drinking game in our future.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then it's like, how were they going to announce themselves? Of course they're going to use their realm and guild and advertise.
Yeah, big shout out to Matt. We don't care. Just tell us if it matters. It's not like regarding
to love, like AfroCRB to just go, we don't care. Get on with the question.
It's almost, and they pause a little bit when they say their character's name in the realm, as if they're, you know, expecting
waiting
people to go,
for the cheer.
I know you, yay, you're so amazing. We really don't care who you are.
Or the, oh, you're that guy. Somebody please eject him from the building.
Yeah. So yeah, I want to know about everyone's games while they're watching BlizzCon, or any traditions that you have and stuff like that. I think that's it, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Well, thank you so much again, Raven, for being on the podcast, even though Virgin has screwed you over so many times.
You're welcome.
Now is your chance. Screw them over back as well.
I'm not sure how that would work.
I'm sure if you asked Sai, he could give you a few tips. Sai, how do I do a denial of service attack?
I don't think that's Sai's speciality, you know.
I'm sure he could do it. I'm sure he could. Although, then again, now that we've used his name in public, he's not going to tell anyone.
He's not that sort of geek, don't you know?
Well, I do hope that once I'm back in game, I can see your fuzzy Moonkin form again.
I am hoping to come back to raiding. This is the plan. There is an operation getting rid of some shit in my life to have time to come back to raiding.
Because I do
that's
think
quite a long
that.
Title.
Yeah, maybe a snappier title.
Yeah,
Operation
right.
Get Raven Raiding.
Ah, there you go.
See, I'm going to get Raven Raiding.
That
will be
is
our
that
title.
The show?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I have some really cool ideas.
You have your moments, Rob.
What are our questions for next week, Sil?
Our question for next week: the current state of the game. Again, we're going to, because we talked about it now after a half a year, and I think we should talk about it now with the major exodus that is going on, and you know their last patch that they're going to announce, and all the speculation of the expansion. Do we need it really? What's going on, and why are people a bit in a slump or not? Because I know that you always seem so enthusiastic about the game.
Woohoo!
So I think it's good to debate that, and also for people who can't play, like Rob, you know, how much do you miss it and stuff like that. So the current state of the game, why are some people leaving and why are others still, you know, loving it? And what to do with a WoW slump? What do you do yourself, or are we expecting something from Blizzard? So that's going to be our main topic. I think we have lots to talk about then, things that we'd like to see and maybe not. Thank you so much for my co-host for joining me again.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. I would turn up even if you didn't ask me to.
Just rolling around Skype on your own. Hello.
Trundle, trundle, trundle. Hey guys, how's it going? Oh, I have opinions.
It's going to be fun. And Rob, I'm going to come over to Games Workshop on Thursday night. I'm going to arm myself with deodorant and just spray around.
I'm going to walk up to people and spray them in the face with deodorant and be like, no, get away!
Just a little bit, you know, I have to protect myself and my sensitive nose.
You know, I'd have to kick you out and then take that spray away from you and be like, you can't do that. They might melt. What am I going to do without any customers?
Thought I'd do it before they get in. Just, you know, it's like routine. Just spray and then you can go in and stuff like that.
And there's no me next week.
Oh, no.
Because I shall be on the Isle of Wight. I'm going to Bestervaunt next weekend.
Ew, have fun.
Thank you very much.
You could do like one of those, what do they call them? Outside broadcasts. Bring a headset and like download Skype to your iPhone, that kind of thing. You're like, hey guys, hi, I'm on the Isle of Wight and it's awesome. And then it's like, oh, sorry, that was just someone tripping over my tent.
Well, it depends when we get back. I might get back in time to record. I need to go and look at the train ticket, so it'll be a surprise if I'm going to be there next week or not.
Ooh, well, we always like surprises. And otherwise, just you know, ask random people on the train what do they think of WoW and stuff like that.
I will do that. Awesome. I'll spend the whole weekend doing that.
You're on with a dictaphone. So, what do you think of Warcraft?
What do you think? Yes. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know. I'm really just here to see the cure, but I still said I had to ask you.
Who still? I honestly don't know anymore.
That would be fun. Well, fingers crossed that you'll, you know, be back in time and that you have a lovely time, of course.
Thank you very much.
And I'm just going to go through all the necessary stuff. Our website is girlsgonewow.net. Of course, we still have a shiny donate button. I'm not going to be cheeky and pay my subscription from the donations. I'm not going to do that. Trust me, I'm not doing that. I'm using it purely for the website now.
Operation
our Twitter
pay for Phil's Warcraft.
Pay for my MMO. My Twitter, or our Twitter, is @ggwshow. And again, please leave us reviews on iTunes. And if you've done so and it's not UK or the US, please leave a message, either an email or anything like that, because I really do not know otherwise. And I don't want to, you know, constantly say, oh, please leave us reviews. And you're like, what the hell? I've done this before. Why is she not saying anything? So just
a lot of people are saying it's actually, it's very difficult sometimes to get the reviews off there.
Yeah, it's. I think iTunes need to have a better system. Our email, girlsgonewildpodcast@gmail.com or sil@girlsgonewild.net, and sil is S-I-L. Again, our topic for next week, and hopefully EJ is there, is the current state of the game. Why are some people leaving and why are others still loving it? Why are you leaving, or why are you still enjoying it so much? And what do you do with a WoW slump? How do you make it interesting again? Or maybe, you know, do you take a break, and for how long? And that's it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you again, Raven, for being here. And see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.